Hello.
Hi there.
Okay.
All right, guys. So we lost feed. Oh, I feel so fancy. We lost connection, and so we are now back. And we were discussing the cave and the lava tunnel, and you now did you take crystals with you?
Yes, I did. I actually was doing a crystal grounding. It was part of my crystal grounding mission
What
where
does
I
that
was
mean?
doing, okay, so I was doing grid work for a group basically to lock the light into this dimensional reality by using certain mantras and crystals that some use Synthamandi stones. I happen to use Lemurian crystals that I have. Little ones, big ones, and I do a certain meditation, visualization to bring the light, the Christed light, down to the planet and lock it in and ground it to the center of the realm, a dimensional reality that we're currently existing in. And I was doing that all over the US, on the western side of the US, many, many, many different places. And based
Okay.
upon it, go ahead.
So you and your buddies went to this cave in the middle of nowhere, right?
Right,
Or and now how did you know that location? Why did you choose that location?
we were guided to do some exploration because it was started out as a camping trip with rooftop tents, and they got me into that. So we all went on this little expedition and visited different places, and the caves in Bend were one of those places we wanted to go cave diving. So we went to the Boyd Cave, and then we went to the Arnold Ice Cave in Bend, Oregon. And so take it from there. What are you searching for as far as what happened and stuff like that?
So, and I'll post the pictures of Mitch because they're phenomenal. There are all these incredible orbs all around him, and they look like dust particles until you go into it. It's like that ain't no dust particle, and they weren't around the other people. I mean, that's the fascinating part. So,
10 second picture intervals, and they weren't there, and then there was thousands of them around.
there really were, and you'll
Broad
see this.
daylight. Broad daylight, 11 o'clock in the afternoon in the front of the cave. There was
Wow.
thousands of orbs, and you could see them up on the rocks above me, down in not just a black background, but you could see them everywhere. When you zoom into them, they actually have like a flower of life and the seed of life patterns. They have a nucleus, they have a wall. It's like a cell. It's almost cell in configuration. It was absolutely beautiful.
See, but that's then what I understand is that it's a different dimensional being that is
Yes.
there, and it's just how our eyes perceive it in this
Right.
reality.
We don't have a spectrum of vision that like animals do, like cats, and we don't have the visuals for spectrum, the broad spectrum visual capabilities. We have just our ocular perspective, and it only sees in certain range. So I didn't even know they were there until I developed the pictures.
And so, but then you put the pictures, I mean, then you put the crystals into the grid, into the ground.
Yes, right.
And then what happened? You left? Did you leave
Okay.
them? Did you bring them back?
No, I leave them for a period of time while I'm doing certain things in there, and then I pick them back up. Well, those crystals, yes, were buried there permanently. Those particular pit crystals were permanently buried there. So they're still there. But when we left the caves, I continued on and did about 15 locations all around everywhere in a high speed run, basically just nonstop driving, sleeping when I can, grounding the grids. And so 2 weeks later, I wanted to go back to the cave. Now, this cave is 2,200 years old plus this lava tube. They're all over the upper desert area of Bend, Burns, all that area. And I went back and it collapsed.
The cave collapsed.
The cave collapsed.
So, like, no cave. Like, it just fell in. The tube. So, something happened.
Happened within a 2 week period.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Because I was
So.
actually going back to go into the back again and do a broader meditation for contact with the inner earth. And I had put that out in the universe, and
Okay. So what do you think happened?
It's collapsed.
So what happened?
Well, I called the geologist because when I went back, I didn't know whether anybody was in there. And I called the state, told them they need to get some people out there just to make sure it's safe or not to block it off or whatever. So there's a couple things we can do about this. There's something that maybe I did. I don't think so. But when I did get down into the very opening of it, I saw drips. All right. So this is a glacier ice cave. The glue that holds those lava rocks together is glacier ice. So I thought it was bat guano, and then I was talking to many different people about it, and I realized those were drips of water. And the ice, the glue that holds those rocks together, heated up and dropped the rocks.
So, you heated up the cave.
It's I don't believe in coincidences.
No.
I don't believe that the guides, I was being told, you know, don't go back in there. They were keeping me. It was actually late to get back over there. And I think I was saved, basically. I was saved.
Do you think it's just the heat from the stones that heated up the cave and then
I don't know. I don't know. I believe that they don't want people. They, meaning, for whatever reason, they didn't want people to get back in there. After having a talk with Jamie Butler, she definitely said that I was saved and kept from getting back in there because I was being delayed to get back over there. So
my mind goes to several different places with that, you know, whether it was nefarious, whether it was a great thing and you accomplished what you set out to do. Now, how do you know, and I know there are other people involved sometimes with this, but how do you energetically know where you need to go to plant these stones? And do you normally leave them there? And there was something about a black tar, like some of the crystals did something.
Okay. Well, first of all, I got guidance through a group of grid workers, and there's like an alliance of grid workers out doing this. So when I get to a location, then it's my intuitive calling that tells me where to go to do this. So I have these much larger crystals, and these are small compared to the larger ones, but these are two of my favorites, my Sacred Twin and my Lemurian Love Crystal. And there's stories behind them.
Did you say Love Crystal?
I did.
I like that.
And to my Sacred Twin, I love you, and you know what I'm saying.
Shout out.
And then there's this one, which was the Sedona, here, hold my crystal. So yeah, as far as the burying of the stones, there are initially was the Shintamani stones, but I was getting downloads saying that you need to research this more and make your own decision based upon your intuitive and clairsentient knowledge.
So research the stones or why you were being asked to put them in the ground.
Right, exactly. So I started questioning putting those stones in the ground at all these locations and introducing a foreign matter, not indigenous to the area, to this area. And then through downloads and speaking with a medium who I respect greatly, which is Jamie Butler, of course, it came to my knowledge that one of the planets that I had a life on was called Apu or Tiamat, and it's in the Bible. It was a part of the Orion Wars. It was destroyed along with the atmosphere of Mars and some of Venus as well. And it projected these items to our planet. And these stones looked like they went through the atmosphere, and I started noticing they had gas pocket explosions on the out, just looking like meteorites, right? And when they broke open, they were all like this black gooey tar, like when you break tar open, it's that shiny, weird looking thing. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it's kind of shiny like that, but this isn't one, this is actually tourmaline, but it's shiny like that inside.
What is that?
It is inherent of this planet. It is a
petroleum.
Well, it's not petroleum, but the thing they call petroleum is indigenous to this planet. All right, it's the yin. In all things, there must be balance, right? So when these things started, it's a high vibration. It's a vibration that matches the resonance of this planet, like our bodies and and the resonant, what do they call the resonance? The Schumann resonance.
Schumann, yeah.
Like Tesla said, our bodies are at the same vibratory state as the Schumann resonance. Well, if you notice, the Schumann resonance has jacked up over the years, and our bodies have to come to a state of unification with that resonance, or we're not in balance.
Right.
So as you watch the Schumann resonance go up, our bodies are changing and our vibration changes. We're all vibration. This is all a vibration, different densities of vibration. So this black goo, I call it black goo, is a lower vibratory non-indigenous product that came to the planet. And we can talk about it like Iraq, the oil sitting on the surface of Iraq. We sludge through it in Desert Storm. The oil that we get deep, deep, deep into the core of the earth is the indigenous product of this planet. This other lower vibratory black goo that came from another planet, we can almost call it parasitic.
And like in Spider-Man.
Yeah. And like Luke, if you think of black goo, the movie Lucy is a perfect example. She turns into that black goo and integrates into everything. Okay. If you watch the movie Lucy, you will see what a 5D world looks like with somebody's brain that is completely lit. I use that as a perfect example. There's some verbiage that they twist up in there, but when she's going like this through holographic timelines on phone calls and stuff like that, and she's seeing the kundalini of a tree, the essence and the communication of the trees and stuff like that. Well, I've been seeing that stuff, and other people we know have been seeing that stuff. We're seeing through the illusion that has been given to it. So I don't know all the details. I just said, I'm not going to put this product into the ground. I'm not going to.
So you told the group that asked you to do it, no, I'm not going to do this. This isn't resonating with me.
Nope, I didn't say that. I made a decision on my own.
Okay. So that is, and that kind of brings me to what I believe.
I did these. I did my own crystals.
So now, were those other crystals, where did they come from? I mean, meaning, did someone send them to you? I mean, how did they make it in your hands?
Yes, they were sent to me through anonymous channels.
Okay, so.
And when they hear this, they're going to be pissed, but I'm sorry.
Well, so what that makes me think is that, you know, whether someone knew or someone else knew or someone up the chain or someone down the chain, wherever, or it might have been an accident, but it seems like somebody was asking you to put something into the grid that was not supposed to be in the grid.
Well, and I double checked with a couple different sources, not only a medium and myself and my guides, but other people that are educated, highly, highly educated. And it just confirmed what my belief, my going with my intuitive clairsentience was telling me. I did the grid mission, but I did it with love, light, and Lemurian crystals. Mm-hmm. And so I packaged up my own crystal packages and buried those everywhere I went. And I did my meditation to lock in the grid. And now, in hindsight, now with these crystals coming to me, those were just little bitty guys. All right. So all of a sudden, these gigantic guys started coming to me, and these are not of the earth. This is a whole different story that I've been posting a lot on my group and Facebook to educate people in this. And all of a sudden now, these crystals have gone sky high in cost. Sky high. Just ridiculous.
And they weren't originally?
No. No, right. I mean, they were special. You know, we're talking about crystals that were buried in a sand matrix and found in a Brazilian cave. And they're actually being found all over the world. They were buried in many different places, and they're coming from Lemuria, and the Lemurians gave them to the priestesses. Mm-hmm. To their healing. They use them for flight. They use them for power. They use them for communication. People are being killed because they display the knowledge of the fact that through pressure and electricity, putting in a certain electricity, you get 25% more output of free energy.
Right.
I've got quantum physicists telling me this, and then their labs are getting burned down or they're being threatened because these crystals are holding answers to past and new technology and lives and how it was. They've shown me by holding and meditating with what that life was and what it was like, and then the destruction of Lemuria. And it has to do a lot with the scientists, like the Large Hadron Collider, mm-hmm. You know, the LHC, playing around with what they don't know what they're doing and creating dark matter and opening portholes and negative energies coming in. and to the priests who are using these for nothing but service to others and love and secret mystery schools and all of that. So there was this butting of heads. Not only did the Atlanteans end up helping destroy Lemuria, which is where Hawaii is and stuff, to destroying themselves because they just wouldn't stop. They become egomaniacal. They want greed and power. And so these had to be hidden to save them and the knowledge and the reason why that they're here. And they're here. They will give what they have to give when the people are ready. So when the student is ready, the teacher appears, theory.
Right.
And now that they're showing themselves and the information that they have to the people that they're supposed to, they're living beings. These things are living entities, not of this earth. They were brought here for the future of humanity. And I am a guardian of these crystals, and it has something to do with me because they're coming to me at an exponential rate for barely anything as far as cost because of the resources I just don't have, but they're still coming to me. And now I know a lot more, you know, they are supposed to come to me. They are having something to do with healing through the events of this that we're in right now. Which brings me to what your, go ahead.
I was going to say, do you mind if I talk about
yeah.
what happened?